There have been two very distinct trends during the economic recovery. The first has been very slow growth in private sector hiring. The second has been a series of losses in public sector jobs, from state employees to firefighters to school teachers. Reporter Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire has been looking at the economic impact of education cuts for her economic series, Getting By, Getting Ahead, and she joins us now with what she's learned. Welcome back, Amanda.
Hi, Brady.
You looked specifically at Manchester. This is the state's largest city. Now, how much does Manchester represent what's going on all across New Hampshire and around the country?
Sure. One of the overarching trends of the recovering national economy has been that while the mass private sector layoffs have slowed down somewhat, state and local governments have continued cutting jobs, which has contributed a little bit to our stubborn unemployment rate. It's not the only factor, but it is definitely an issue. And in the Merrimack Valley, it's been particularly hard hit because that's where the bulk of the Granite State's population and by extension the public workers live. So in terms of the mass layoffs in Manchester we heard about last spring, it was certainly dramatic, but it wasn't really surprising in the context of national trends.
Okay, but there must be probably a little more to this story than if you're featuring Manchester as opposed to Nashua or Hooksett or somewhere else. So what is unique here?
Yeah, a while back, the city voted to institute a cap on property taxes and spending that was tied to the inflation rate. So it can't exceed the inflation rate, and it's over a set average period. And this year was the first year it went into effect. So like most communities, Manchester depends heavily on property taxes to fund the school district. That's part of the reason why the city saw this protracted argument about funding over the past year. The school superintendent wanted to spend $162 million to maintain the school system. The tax cap really only allowed the school committee to ask for $152 million. And then the mayor had his own budget proposal, and he wanted to cut that number down to $150 million. So when you add to that the fact that stimulus money ran out, the city owed teachers cost of living raises, health care benefits, negotiations with the union broke down, it was just this sort of perfect storm for this kind of mass layoff where 161 people in various positions across the district were initially pink slipped. That number has gone down somewhat. The original number that they thought of job cuts was up to nearly 200 at one point.
Okay. I've been following the debate over Manchester's school budget some, and as you made clear, this is pretty complex stuff. But in basic terms, I mean, what is making this such a difficult and contentious issue for the city budget writers?
It's a very political issue, so it really does depend on who you ask. I talked with Kathy Staub. She's a school committee member. She's a longtime education advocate, and her whole platform that she ran on was that the Manchester School District needs a strategic plan for funding and academics. So she thinks that having this comprehensive plan in place will help the district to take better advantage of federal and state grant money. Now, Mayor Ted Gatsis, you ask him, he points to a different set of problems. He says you can't make things better by throwing money at the problem. He points to personnel costs, the fact that the teachers' union didn't make concessions, that was the root cause of this particular round of layoffs.
And you have a piece on tomorrow's Morning Edition looking at teacher layoffs from a different perspective.
Yeah, tomorrow morning we're going to hear from Jillian Corey. She is a young high school English teacher, and she was one of these people who was recently laid off from the Manchester district. Her story is part five of our series, Getting By, Getting Ahead.
Amanda, thanks once again.
Thank you, Brady.
Amanda Loader of State Impact New Hampshire. State Impact is NHBR's business and economy coverage in partnership with NPR. You can learn more about her series, Getting By, Getting Ahead, and you can share your own economic story by going to our website, nhpr.org.